Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is The Kingdom of God is Around Us.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce it and say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. And there will be those who say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Do not go off and run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." The Gospel of our God. Jesus often said, "The kingdom of God is here," and the Pharisees looked. Where is the earthly kingdom? The disciples did as well. In this season of remembrance, we might wonder about the kingdom of God. Where do we look for God's kingdom? In life after death? We wonder how it can be here. When will the pandemic end? What is the hope we wait for? When will we die? Today on Facebook, there was a quote from Robert Holden that I think addressed the Pharisees and our questions. And it read, "Beware of destination addiction, a preoccupation with the idea that happiness is in the next place, the next job, and with the next partner. Until you give up the idea that happiness is somewhere else, it will never be where you are." The gospel reminds us, the kingdom of God is among you. Where is it hiding? Where to be found? It is within us and around us, sometimes in places we would rather not look. Like yesterday, when I looked at the back page of the Memorial Mass booklet and realized that had I not survived COVID, my photo would have been near the top. God is alive within me. Or when I brought gifts to our sisters and saw how their faces lit up. Or when our sister calls every night to let us know how loved we are and how distance doesn't matter. When donations to the poor furnished an apartment and fed the homeless. When the report on Madagascar's hunger and climate change brought children and families to near starvation and tears to our eyes for days. Yet that one night, almost $2 million in aid was raised. The kingdom of God is around us. We do not have to run to find God. God finds us and is within us. How can you share that kingdom with others today in your life, actions, and prayer?